The unsolved Zodiac murder case of the 60s and 70s became the inspiration for the modern serial killer genre. But the original still obsesses people. Among them, director David Fincher, who made his own Zodiac-like thriller, Seven. Fincher's new film, Zodiac, stars Jake Gyllenhaal, Robert Downey Jr., and Mark Ruffalo. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Zodiac centers on the hunt for a California sociopath who murdered people at random in the 60s and 70s, all the while taunting San Francisco Bay Area police and newspaper editors with threats and bizarre cryptograms. There was and is a lot of evidence pointing to one suspect, but the man was never tried and is long dead. Consequently, this is a very unusual serial killer movie. It begins with an attack on a couple, then turns into a fairly standard police procedural, with one more murder set piece and a lot of discussion among cops and newspapermen. And then, well, where do you go without the big Dirty Harry climax and resolution? Or any resolution? The director, David Fincher, aims to make the lack of closure a source of creeps. And in the movie's roundabout way, it does get at something transcendentally icky about the fetish for serial killers that's only grown more popular. Zodiac is a movie about the allure of grotesque puzzles and about living with the boogeyman, even after the boogeyman, in all likelihood, no longer lives. The nominal protagonist isn't a cop or even an investigative reporter, but a young San Francisco Chronicle editorial cartoonist, Robert Graysmith, played by Jake Gyllenhaal. It seems like an odd choice, but then Graysmith eventually gave up editorial cartooning and wrote the two rambling, evidence-packed best-selling books the movie is based on, Zodiac and Zodiac Unmasked. After the first coded letter comes into the newspaper, he begins to haunt the desk of the reporter writing the stories, Paul Avery, played by Robert Downey Jr. Graysmith is the gee whiz former Eagle Scout, Avery, the cynical alcoholic. But the pair have a lively rapport over drinks and code books and a copy of the Zodiac's letter.
In the first cipher.
You actually carry that around with you?
Why?
No reason.
What's the most common double consonant in the English language?
Consonant?
The double L.
Double L.
And what's the one word that we know that he'll use in here at least once?
Kill.
Right, kill. So the Hardens start looking for double symbols, which they find here, here, and here, each with the same two symbols preceding them. So now they've got a repeating four-letter word ending with two symbols that they assume stand for L.
And since I think the whole word is kill.
And you got the K, you got your I, and you're on your way.
But how do you go from A is one and B is two to figuring out this whole cup?
Well, same way I did. You go to the library. In this book, the author presents a very simple substitution code in the preface. 8 of the 26 symbols that he suggests are found in this cipher.
But there are non-letter symbols, because there's all these medieval ones.
I thought they looked medieval, too. But then I found a code written in the Middle Ages. Guess what it's called? The Zodiac alphabet.
Watching these sleuths put this puzzle together is fun, and there are other lively scenes between Gyllenhaal and Mark Ruffalo as San Francisco Police Inspector Dave Tashi. Zodiac is low-key but intense, like Alan Pakula's journalistic puzzle movie All the President's Men, and the excellent actors talk quickly and play it close to the vest. But it's the more conventional serial killer stuff that freezes the blood. Like the opening attack on a couple in a parked car at night, with distant July 4th fireworks and the sound of Donovan's song, Hurdy Gurdy Man. The face of the figure that approaches the car from behind out of a sudden bright light is always on the brink of visibility, and the shots when they come blast right through your head. The second murder set piece is in some ways the greater and more perverse achievement. In daylight, in the open, the hooded Zodiac addressing his tied-up and prone targets in almost reassuring tones. Still, the movie itself feels like an unfinished puzzle, choppy and diffuse. Maybe vital connecting material was lopped out in the editing room, although the thing still runs 2.5 hours. Or maybe the screenwriter, James Vanderbilt, couldn't hack a clear narrative path through Graysmith's books. Something is missing. Empathy. Emotional glue. You're supposed to register how obsessed Graysmith is becoming, to the point where his wife, played by Chloe Sevigny, decamps with the kids. But Fincher, as he proved in the movie Seven, is a cold and rather clinical director. He doesn't seem to share his protagonist's moral outrage, or even his fascination with minutia. He's a mood ghoul. Even if Fincher were a more empathetic director, though, Zodiac might not have had the emotional kick it would have had 10 or 20 years ago. Spending one's life in a quest for justice by poring over forensic files and exhuming cold cases might once have been considered abnormal behavior. But today, with thousands of true crime blogs and celebrity forensic scientists, it's grand escapist entertainment for the masses.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.